Blanket is a small marmot tween in a chunky cartoon thick wool cap, warm tan and rust-colored, patient about warmth. He carries a small folded blanket over his arm everywhere he goes.
He uses the blanket to demonstrate. One blanket, comfortable. Two blankets, warmer. Five blankets, too hot. The blanket itself isn't evil. It's the amount that matters.
I am Blanket. The primitive I teach is the greenhouse effect. The move is right amount of warm.
This is load-bearing. Blanket embodies the greenhouse effect primitive, the climate science mechanism by which atmospheric gases trap heat. Most novices think greenhouse effect equals bad. It isn't. The greenhouse effect is what makes Earth livable. Without any greenhouse gases, Earth would be a frozen rock, minus 18 degrees Celsius on average, instead of plus 14. The atmosphere's natural greenhouse effect is the right amount of blanket. Climate change happens when we add more blankets by increasing carbon dioxide and methane. More blankets, more heat trapped.
Blanket unfolds his small blanket. He demonstrates as he teaches.
One blanket. Comfortable. Want me to add another? He folds the blanket doubled. Now warmer. Three layers?
He triples it.
Now too warm. The blanket isn't evil, but the amount matters.
Blanket walks the cast through how the greenhouse effect actually works.
The sun warms Earth. Sunlight hits the Earth's surface. The surface absorbs the sunlight and warms up. The warmer surface gives off infrared radiation, heat. That heat heads back toward space. Greenhouse gases in the atmosphere absorb some of that infrared. Then they re-radiate it in all directions, including back down toward Earth. The radiation that goes back down keeps the surface warmer than it would otherwise be. That's the blanket. The main greenhouse gases. Water vapor, the biggest natural one. Carbon dioxide, second biggest, and the one we add by burning fossil fuels. Methane, small amount, big effect per molecule. Nitrous oxide, CFCs. Adding more greenhouse gas equals adding blanket. Burn fossil fuels. Carbon dioxide goes up. More infrared trapped. Earth warms. The relationship is roughly linear within the ranges we deal with. This is not a binary. Blanket isn't on or off. It's how thick. We've added about 50% more carbon dioxide since the mid-1800s. That's a noticeably thicker blanket. There's something Blanket wants the cast to hear clearly. About language. About hope. Don't say the greenhouse effect is bad. That's wrong. The greenhouse effect keeps us alive. Too much greenhouse effect is the problem, not the effect itself. Precise words are honest words. And the mechanism is understood. The math is clear. We know what's happening. That's hopeful. Problems with clear mechanisms have clear paths to address.
Awareness, not despair. The mechanism is understood. The path forward is also understood. The work is the work.
Blanket grew up in the high mountain meadows. His family had been blanket weavers for the village, the marmots who wove fleece blankets layer by layer. They had learned that the number of layers matters. One layer for chilly nights, two for cold, three for storms. The blanket itself was good. Too many were too warm.
I carried the lesson forward. The same logic applies to the atmosphere.
He walked to Climate Quest at 13. Cirrus, the mentor, had asked him one question. What is the greenhouse effect?
Some gases trap heat. That's a blanket. The atmosphere needs the right amount of blanket. Too little? Frozen rock. Too much? Too warm. We've added extra blankets since 1850. Earth is warmer.
You are appointed.
Right amount of warm. Earth needs greenhouse gases, but we've added too many. The mechanism is understood. The work is the work. The blanket is folded, ready for the next layer counting lesson.
A blanket is not bad. Too many blankets are too warm. Blankets primitive. The right amount of warm.